Good morning, everyone. This is Laughing Buddha, and you are listening to the fifth episode of the Scooter Diaries, and that's for Saturday, November 5th. So, actually, this is the second time I'm recording. The first time, well, you know what? You learn about your technology and the limits thereof. So, anyway, that's all I'm going to say about it because I'm kind of grumpy. I had intended to sleep in this morning, and that didn't happen. And so now I've recorded one show, and that kind of vanished into the ether, and now I'm doing another one. So, the challenges of National Podcasting Post-Month. There you go. Some little drama there for you. Speaking of drama, tonight I am going to dinner and a show, and it's been a long time since I've seen some live theater, and I was discussing with some of my friends that, you know, we really should go see something. And at the Guthrie is a show called The Burial at Thebes, which is written by the Irish Nobel laureate Seamus Heaney, and it is an adaptation of Sophocles' Antigone. And let me just read you a little description of this show that I'm going to see tonight, and I'm going to reflect upon it, and then I'll let you know what's going to happen. As with the original, The Burial at Thebes focuses on the never-resolved conflict between a person's individual rights and the demands of the state. The timeless struggle for honor is called into question in the face of challenging authority. To whom does loyalty belong? To one's family and cultural practices, or to the law decreed by the state? And I think this is really a good play to see, and I think it's really poignant with what is going on in our political sphere, in our economic sphere. I think this is going to be kind of reflective of the struggle that is going on right now. And to be frank, I'm fed up with politics. The last Gallup poll that I saw said that the Congress has a 9% approval rating. That's single digits. I don't ever recall in my lifespan of 44 years of Congress having that low of an approval rating. And that's Congress. I know President Obama, the last figures that I saw was somewhere around 43% or 48%. Don't quote me on those. I don't have them in front of me. But, you know, it's not good out there. And when you have a two-party political system that is hell-bent for leather to gain power at the expense of anything and everything else, it's really despicable. Politics was never meant to be this hyper-partisan, and nothing is getting done, and everyone is kind of fed up. And so you have things that crop up like Occupy Wall Street and that sort of thing, and it's really discouraging. There's only been a couple of times in my life where the guys that I voted for got into the office. And, you know, when you're young and idealistic and you get the message that you can change things and yet everything remains the same, it gets really difficult to continue to participate. But it's important to participate, and I certainly do so. So I'm seeing the play tonight. I'm going to dinner at Spoon River, which is a restaurant that's very near the theater. So tomorrow, look for either a review of the play or a review of the theater. So the next couple of shows, that's what you're going to get to listen to. So I'm hoping you are having a great weekend. I know I'm looking forward to this weekend. It's been a while since I had one that is shaping up to be enjoyable and relaxing both at the same time. So if you'd like to write to me, you can. thescooterdiaries@gmail.com. And I will see you tomorrow. Happy listening.